This is the first manifestation of a very important effect that has heretofore been of interest only to theorists. Tell me, soldier. He pointed at Negwalesko. How long has it been since we first fought the Torrens at Aleph?
That depends on your frame of reference, Commodore, she answered dutifully. To me, it's been about 8 months.
Exactly. You've lost about 9 years, though, to time dilation while we maneuvered between collapsar jumps. In an engineering sense, as we haven't done any important research and development aboard ship, that enemy vessel comes from our future.
He paused to let that sink in.
As the war progresses, this can only become more and more pronounced. The Torrens don't have any cure for relativity, of course, so it will be to our benefit as often as to theirs. For the present, though, it is we who are operating with a handicap. As the Torren pursuit vessel draws closer, this handicap will become more severe. They can simply outshoot us. We're going to have to do some fancy dodging. When we get within 500 million kilometers of the enemy ship, everybody gets in his shell, and we just have to trust the logistic computer. It will put us through a rapid series of random changes in direction and velocity. I'll be blunt. As long as they have one more drone than we, they can finish us off. They haven't launched any more since that first one. Perhaps they are holding their fire, or maybe they only had one. In that case, it's we who have them. At any rate, all personnel will be required to be in their shells with no more than 10 minutes' notice. When we get within 1,000 million kilometers of the enemy, you are to stand by your shells. By the time we are within 500 million kilometers, you will be in them, and all shell compounds flooded and pressurized. We cannot wait for anyone. That's all I have to say. Submajor?
I'll speak to my people later, Commodore. Thank you.
Dismissed. And none of this fuck you, sir, nonsense. The Navy thought that was just a little beneath their dignity. We stood at attention, all except Stott, until he had left the room. Then some other swabby said, "Dismissed," again, and we left. My squad had cleanup to tail, so I told everybody who was to do what, put Tate in charge, and left. Went up to the NCO room for some company and maybe some information. There wasn't much happening but idle speculation, so I took Rogers and went off to bed. Mary Gay had disappeared again, hopefully trying to wheedle something out of Singh.